Blog Talk Radio.
Right off the bat, happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the world. And we'll have a little discussion in poetry and stuff, but I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And also, before we begin, let me bring my girl Brenda on board. You know Brenda, my niece.
Hi, everybody.
And also our numerologist on Wednesday and our on the line psychologist to be shortly. Also, let me say we have a shout out to Brenda and congratulations to the listening audience. Brenda is now a member of the International Honor Society of Psychology. Yay! So we congratulate Brenda. Yes, we
Thank
do.
Thank you.
We are so proud
Thank
of you.
Thank
you. Most deservingly so. And also, we want to give out a lot of birthdays this month. My goodness. Want to give a birthday shout out to Kathy Ramsey, one of my close girlfriends. We were just together the other weekend.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy's birthday was on the 12th, I tell you. And Miss Frisbee, do you remember Chris's mom? Her birthday was Friday. So happy birthday to Zidy. Or Frisbee, Miss Frisbee, I always called her.
Oh,
and happy birthday Saturday was Laura Barkley's birthday, one of my real good friends, too. And, in fact, I spoke to Laura on Friday. So, for the show, shout out to you, Laura. Happy birthday.
How?
Yes,
old,
indeedy.
Old school,
yeah,
homeless
today,
kids. You, huh?
Yeah, it's a busy month. And today is Sandy's birthday. Our cousin Sandy in California.
Oh, really?
Yes, today is her birthday, so shout out to Sandy. Okay, I know y'all call her Sandra. I call her Sandy K. Okay, we go way back. 00.
Oh, Sandy K. That's all I know her by.
Yeah, so happy birthday to Sandy K. And also, Gail's birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday to Gail.
Oh, wow. It's a whole family network today.
I'm telling you, just so many people. And then on Friday, one of my real close friends, and she went back to New York, y'all. She was out here in Seattle for a minute, but she got homesick and went back to New York, my girlfriend Yvonne Norman. So happy birthday, Yvonne, and I miss your New York butt. Yes. And Saturday, Andre Green, definitely happy birthday to Andre. Andre's lost about 200 and some pounds on his journey of losing weight, and he looks so good, and he feels good, and we're just proud of him and his weight, but also health-wise. He's doing really good health-wise, getting through some issues. So, Andre, happy birthday to you, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And I think that covers all that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, just woo.
People get
so
married
many
and have this children.
Huh?
I said, I guess people get married and have children in June.
I guess so, huh? Busy people.
Yeah.
Definitely a month. Well, before I do entertainment news, I also put it on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Anybody, if you would like to call in and give a shout-out to whoever meant like a dad to you. I don't care if it's your dad, your grandfather, an uncle or a cousin even, or maybe a godfather. But you are more than welcome to call in and give a Happy Father's Day shout-out to them. Also, this is Poetry Sunday, even though it's Father's Day. And so, you know, you're also welcome to call in and read your poem. Now, if you have poems, Father's Day poems, please do call in and share those. But if you just have poetry that you want to share to the listening audience, please feel free to call in and share your poetry. We'd be glad to hear it. So my shout-out is to Happy Father's Day to my father, Joe Boyd. Happy Father's Day to my grandfather, John Henry Finkley. And Happy Father's Day to my brother, Carl, to my nephew, David. Who else do I need to think? Oh, a Happy Father's Day to my nephew, Anthony. Happy Father's Day to him. And Happy Father's Day to Gaetano. Real good
cousin
friend,
Ronnie.
Brenda's husband. Yes, happy Father's Day to Gaetano.
Not married.
And Tommy. That's right. And Tommy, too.
I'm not married, but cousin Ronnie.
Oh, and that's right. And happy Father's Day to Ronnie Cardenas and Grandpa, Father and Grandpa.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
I know, a lot of folks on, just trying to remember. Oh, and happy Father's Day to my baby daddy, Sherman Williams.
Don't forget, let's see, who else is there?
And happy Father's Day to Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
Dad and my brother-in-law, yep.
He's out there rolling. what about Dwayne and Jason?
Yes, happy Father's Day to Dwayne, my godson, and to my godson, Louis Fernandez. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, Louis. Yeah.
And Jason, Terry, Ed. Oh, my God, it's just so many of them to remember. Mr. Alvin Horn, our poet Lauderot. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you'd be here all day doing that.
I'm telling you. Oh, and happy Father's Day to Barack Obama. Ha-ha, and Biden. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think you almost covered
right,
everybody.
Well, there you go. And we will get back to Father's Day. Right now, as usual, you know, we do entertainment news and news of the weird. So for entertainment news, let's see what's going on here. Well, it's been a great week for Tamar Braxton. That's Toni Braxton's sister. The singer became a mommy to a baby boy. Her reality show, Tamar and Vince, with husband Vince Herbert, has been renewed for a second season on the WE Network. And in a few weeks, she'll be filming a pilot for a new daytime talk show starring women under 40 called The Real. The other hosts include actress Tamara Mowry of Sister Sister and singer Adrian Ballon of the Cheetah Girls and comedian Lonnie Love. All right, well, congratulations to you about that.
Yeah.
Also, to the listening audience and everybody, I know you know it now in the world, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are now the proud parents of a baby girl. She had the baby Friday.
It's spreading.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, congratulations. Now, the baby was due July 11th. But she had the baby Friday, which tells me she must have had a C-section, of course.
Well, that's the thing to do.
Stretch that punani all out of shape. Got to get it, keep it looking good, make that money. But anyway, congratulations to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian to the birth of your daughter as well. Chaka Khan was recently inducted into the Apollo Theater Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Chaka. Check her out on the cover of Ebony Magazine, along with Lisa Ray and Journey Smollett. Khan is also kicking off the summer Essence of Entertainment series at the Dell Music Center on July 11th. That's on the East Coast, people, on the East Coast. Well, tennis sensation Serena Williams is looking fit and toned as the latest cover girl for Essence magazine. Congrats also to Williams because she just won the French Open. Yay! Congratulations. I know, that's my girl.
Those girls are amazing.
Yeah, she is. She's had her little problems with her, I think her ankle or her heel or something, and then she had something with her body, but man, she came back and she's just doing good. Well, Paris Jackson go back to live with the Jacksons after her suicide attempt? There we go, folks. According to published reports, she has banned Catherine as well as her birth mother, Deborah, from visiting her, but has allowed a visit from her former nanny, Grace Rwamba. What led the daughter of the late Michael Jackson to try and kill herself? Was it bullying at school or not getting along with her 83-year-old grandmother, Catherine Jackson, who is a Jehovah's Witness? What about the wrongful death of her father and the ensuing civil trial? Paris doesn't want to testify. The Jackson family has vowed to fight tooth and nail to keep Paris in the family. This weekend, Taj Jackson, Tito's son, is getting married. He is supposed to be co-guardian with Catherine of Michael Jackson's children. Paris won't be at the wedding. Does that surprise anybody? Okay, and be not.
Wow, Wesley, yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, come on, the whole family's dysfunctional. What else is new?
It's a mess.
It is. Wesley Snipes is headed back to the big screen, y'all. Knights, 50 years old, will be one of the stars of Expendables 3. After serving 3 years in jail for failing to pay his taxes, he will be joining Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jackie Chan, and Nicolas Cage in the action sequel that will open in theaters August of next year. So be sure and look for that.
Jason Statham isn't in that?
I'm sorry?
Jason Statham isn't in that?
No.
You know, Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And check this out. Scandal star Kerry Washington, Olivia, she's in line to become the next Bond girl. Okay, and now for the piece of the resource. Who's got the hottest cable network? Check out who's coming to Oprah Winfrey's Own. June 16th, Berry Gordy will be the special guest on Masterclass. Wanda Sykes is bringing comedy to OWN with her hilarious, she's so crazy. The two 1-hour comedy specials air July 13th and 20th. Ayala, Fix My Life, Raising Whitley, and Life with LaToya have all been renewed for a full season each on OWN. Fan favorite, Welcome to Sweetie Pies. Y'all got to see that. That's the sister, the older woman that owns the restaurant. She is off the chain. Very good, though. Is returning the lineup, yay, in July. And other Oprah news, the Mighty O recently gave $12 million to the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. It's the Smithsonian's 19th museum, and it is slated to be completed by 2015, the Smithsonian will also name the 350-seat theater after Winfrey. Oops. Isn't that wonderful? That is so good.
Who's getting effects?
Me was the wrong one.
Oh.
That's what I meant to do. For Oprah. For her donation to the African American Museum. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's something.
Well, BET Sunday's Best returns to the cable network on Sunday, July 7th, with your host, Kirk Franklin. Also joining the judges will be Yolanda Adams and, of course, Donnie McClurkin and CeCe Winans this year. So look forward to that. They've had some really good shows. I'll just say that for anybody that's had the opportunity to watch Sunday Best. It's been on now, I think, for about 3 years. But they really do have some good gospel tryouts. Yeah, I give it to them very people that want to become gospel singers. Yep.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
of course,
wonderful
I don't see
show. Martha turned me on to it, and I just found it so good. Really good. Yep. Okay, well, a slap on the butt has landed former football and reality star Chad Johnson in jail. Y'all probably heard about this week. It's been in the news all week long because the judge got pissed off. The man, formerly known as Ochochino, had a court hearing on a domestic violence issue. When the issue was resolved, Chad celebrated by patting his male lawyer on the behind. Well, the courtroom broke out in laughter, which made the judge mad. The judge said, Johnson, you're not taking the situation seriously, are you? And so she threw out the plea deal and sentenced him to 30 days in jail.
Johnson
has a long way from a glorious football career and Dancing with the Stars to a month-long jail stint. Oh, well.
Really?
Yep.
You don't think that's a little excessive?
Yep. That's just one thing after another. Well, is former basketball star Allen Iverson headed to jail? Iverson has not been paying child support to his 5 kids. He owes $40,000 in back child support. Woo! Wonder what Happy Father's Day is there. The answer is supposed to pay his ex-wife $8,000 a month. But he has not made a payment. Ma'am, he ain't got no job. You know, I'm just saying. Brother ain't got no job to pay child support. So you figure that one out.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, to pay child support, you got to have a job. He ain't on no team. What team is he working
for?
Yeah,
but.
He ain't playing basketball where?
Yeah, but. Didn't he have a job before? I mean, $40,000, that's a lot. How long has he been out of work?
He ain't been playing basketball for probably 2 years now.
Oh, well, maybe that's. But you can go to court. See, these are things that, why is this in the public? You can go to court and try to resolve this stuff. Something's off.
Guess you don't want to.
Maybe he can't afford me. Okay.
Okay. How can Will Smith get his career back on track? Well, in a recent interview, he said no more blockbusters for a while. His recent movie, After Earth, co-starring his son, Jaden Smith, did not do well at the box office. It didn't, y'all, at all. It will barely recoup the millions it cost to make. It was real sorry. In fact, what people thought they were going to see wasn't what they were going to see. The movie is mostly about Jaden, you know, how he's surviving. Will is just in it like as a temporary character type of thing. So, I don't know. The story just wasn't what people thought it was. They were pretty much let down.
Well, I wasn't interested. Sorry.
Well, another thing in sports news, the Kobe Bryant auction is off, y'all, and his parents have apologized. Bryant had a public falling out with his parents, Joe and Pamela Bryant, when his mother tried to sell off his high school and early Laker memorabilia. Bryant's parents would have made a lot of money off the items. True that. Kobe accused his mom of stealing the items. Mom Pamela said Kobe wouldn't retrieve the items when she asked him to pick them up. So
uh-oh.
You thought you'd sell them? She said he acted as though he didn't want them. Joe and Pam have always, this is the true story, Joe and Pam have always felt slighted by Kobe while he lavishes expensive gifts and homes on his wife's people. In the meantime, Joe and Pamela have apologized for their actions. Yeah, I bet you did, because he probably told you, I'm cutting your ass off now for good.
Wow.
Oh, doggone well, when Kobe made it big before he even married this girl, he took care of his parents. Come on now. Come on. Who are they talking to? You just got greedy and you're broke. You started living a lifestyle like you were playing basketball instead of your son. That's why you don't apologize for your action, because he probably said, you know that $50,000 I send you a month is cut off. Now you
why
live
are you
on
depending
your
on your children anyway, financially? Whether they're millionaires or not.
Thank you. What were you doing before he became a huge basketball star? What were you doing
then?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
You hear about
you.
A lot of celebrities. Their parents are still, you know, post office people. And, yeah, maybe they do something nice for their parents. But their parents are still, you know, the grounded ones are still going on with their lives, you know, what their children
yeah.
make.
Hello. Yeah. Crazy, girl, crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm training.
I know, that's right. Well, Soledad O'Brien is proving the earth life after CNN. You know they let her go, y'all, a few months ago. O'Brien will be joining Bryant Gumbo. Remember Bryant from NBC Today Show for his HBO show Real Sports, which I guess he's doing pretty good about that. All right,
yeah.
Again. Yeah. Well, Queen Latifah is getting some help from rocker Lenny Kravitz on her new TV talk show. Kravitz has a set design firm. Well, get on Lenny, and he will be designing the set for the Queen's new talk show. Her show will be debuting, on CBS this September. And if you want to mark it on your calendar, her show begins September 16th. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
Yes, indeedy. Now, singer Robin Thicke is tired of TV and wants to be known for his singing career. In a recent interview, Thicke complained about his role on the ABC singing reality show Duets. He says he only did the show for exposure so people would know he can sing live. He talked about leaving the BET hit show Real Husbands of Hollywood. Thicke said the show was hurting his singing career. He didn't stop there. The Lost Without You singer accused singer Justin Timberlake of stealing his style. I don't think so. That sounds like boo hoo hoo hoo.
Yeah.
Federal prosecutor. Yeah, man. Anyway, happy Father's Day to you too, Robin. Federal prosecutors are recommending 4 years in prison for Jesse Jackson Jr. The former congressman pled guilty to charges related to his spending $750,000 in campaign funds on personal items. His wife Sandy is also headed to jail. With a recommended sentence of 18 months. She pled guilty to filing false joint income tax returns. Sentencing for both is July 3rd. And a happy Father's Day to the you too, Jesse Jackson.
Mm. Wow. So they just thick as thieves. They're thick as thieves for real. What? Well, that's what it sounds like
to
me.
No, I'm just laughing. It's true. Jeez. Jeez, I'm telling you. Well, look here, Brenda. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And come back here. Let's, yeah. Let's do a quick break and come back in about 3 minutes. And a little bit of news of the weird, and then we'll do our Father's Day thing, okay?
All right. I'll meet you back here in two minutes, 2 seconds?
Make it five, to be honest.
Oh, okay, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're back. And I was just, we got to do News of the Weird a little bit. I was just reading, and I'll read it again, I'm sorry, about after setting out to create a protective garment for mixed martial arts fighter, Jeremy Raver of High Ridge, Missouri, realized that his grown protective device could also help police, athletes, and military contractors. Armored Nutshells underwear, now selling for $125 each, has multiple layers of Kevlar, plus another fabric called Dyma, which Raver said can resist multiple shots from 9mm and 22 caliber handguns. Now remember, this is a groin protection device. He said the Army will be testing Nutshells in August, hoping it can reduce the number of servicemen who come home with devastating groin injuries. Now, I just like to know, what are they shooting at? I can understand when there's bomb explosions, okay, but okay, I didn't know that we have those many servicemen coming home. It's an entrepreneur thing, y'all. Ambulance chasing lawyers are less than cliche than the formerly were because of bar association crackdowns, but fire truck chasing contractors and public adjusters are still a problem, at least in Florida, where the state Supreme Court tossed out a 48-hour timeout rule that would have given casualty victims space to reflect on their losses before being overwhelmed by home restoration salesmen. Consequently, as firefighters told the South Florida Sun Sentinel in May, the contractors are usually right behind them on the scene, pestering anxious or grief-stricken victims. The Sun Sentinel found one woman being begged to sign up while she was still crying out her heart for her dog that remained trapped in the blaze. God, can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. So, okay, going, oh.
Okay.
Oh, did I lose you, Brenda? Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought, like, how come I don't hear Brenda? Okay, oh, but anyway, you're hearing me about the news
ambulance
of the weird.
And fire chasers, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay.
These are desperate times in the kingdom.
5 points of law. A woman in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood, which we can relate to, reported to a local news blog in May that she had seen and her husband briefly conversed with a man who was operating a drone from a sidewalk, guiding the noisy device to a point just outside a third floor window in a private home. The pilot said he was doing research and perhaps protected by a 1946 U.S. Supreme Court decision asserting that he was not violating anyone's privacy because he himself was on a public sidewalk while the drone was in a public airspace. The couple called for a police officer, but by the time one arrived, the pilot and his drone had departed, according to a report on the Capitol Hill, Seattle blog. You believe that shit?
That's a little intense for just a little neighborhood.
I'm telling you. Okay, check this out, Brenda. People with issues. Number one, John Allison, 41, who was arrested inside a Hannaford grocery store in Messina, New York, in May, just a month back, first aroused suspicion as an anticipated shoplifter. But it turns out that all he wanted to do was to remove a pepperoni from the meat case, rub it on his penis, and put it back. He was charged with criminal mischief.
He wasn't a shoplifter, though.
He was charged with criminal mischief. Oh, my God, y'all. Number two, David Beckman, 64, was charged in DuPage County, Illinois, in May last month with misdemeanor animal cruelty after he allegedly sexually abused his pet peacock.
David Beckham? Are we talking about?
Beckman. Beckman, oh, not the soccer player, Beckman.
I was going to say, why would he care?
No. Least competent criminals. Three men committed home invasion of a Houston residence on May 14th, and although two escaped, one wound up in the hospital and under arrest. The three men kicked in a door, shut the resident in an upstairs closet while they ransacked the home, but they failed to inspect the closet first and thus did not realize that it was the resident's handgun storage closet. A few minutes later, the resident emerged locked and loaded and wounded one of the men in the shoulder and leg. And
yeah, he had them right. He had them dead to rights right in his house.
Mm-hmm. And
they're lucky they're not dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now, okay, so now we're going to go to our poetry. So I wanted to read just this one. This is from my book, Are You Ready? And it's Man. So I'll read this one, and then we'll go to Father's Day poem. Man, why is there prejudice when it is only just us? Could it be we are misunderstood from fatherhood? God gave us life. All we have to do is act right. Our most beautiful gift is a woman. Yet at times, we are only select men. Submission is a sign of weakness expressed as an abscess. Our precept is to command, not to be on demand. Concealment of communication is what created nations. Action that obedience is a man sustained to obtain what remains. I am mankind, unwind, rewind, and define.
Hmm.
Kind of an out there poem. So anyway.
Well, there's a lot about the relationship between a man and a woman.
Yes, yes.
And to consider, okay. Yeah, consider what you have in that woman.
Well.
Well, any relationship,
right.
Consider the other side.
That's right.
Yeah. Too bad we don't see the.
No, go ahead.
See, it is too bad that we don't see the gifts that are given us in any kind of relationship that is supportive. Too bad.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, imagine what life would be like if the people in our lives that love us appreciated us. Imagine just what that would be like, and if everybody reciprocated.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. As Louis Armstrong said, what a wonderful world it would be.
Yeah, that's a good poem. That's a good start off.
Yeah, what a wonderful world it would be. Well, I did want to mention something before I do Ms. Cullen's poem. Our poet, Laudera, I happened to see on Facebook, Alvin Horn was telling people there were, I guess, several women had wrote in bad-mouthing men as far as Father's Day, whether they were just a sperm donor or a paycheck, but they were feeling very few were actually a father. And that upset him, and I have to say something about that. And he was saying that, you know, of course you could have had a godfather or an uncle or a cousin, somebody that did show a father's love or guidance or nurturing. And I agree with him that that's true, but I also know in the world that we live in today, in the last 20 years, men have stepped up. I will grant you that. Some men have stepped up. It's no longer a generic saying that, you know, you don't see fathers with their children. No, men have stepped up. In fact, there's quite a few men out here that are single fathers, believe it or not now. So I have to give men credit for that. And as far as the women bad-mouthing, one thing you got to realize, it took two to have that kid. And unless you were raped, you chose that man to get pregnant by him. So whatever the outcome, whether he was a sperm donor, a paycheck, or a father, you made a concerted effort and a good mind to be with that man and have sex with him unprotected. So, okay, now you got the kid. So he's not the father you thought he was. maybe you should have thought before you got your legs open and had that kid. So be it. The child is here. He's a father until that child's 18 or 21 if your son or daughter decides to go to college. So I guess, in essence, I'm giving it to you, Brenda. How do you see it?
Well, the way that I see such things, from a spiritual point of view. And that point of view is this. Whether you were brought together because you were going to have a Abraham Lincoln or a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren or a Jimi Hendrix, whatever brought you together with somebody to produce this child or these children, they're out here for some purpose, for some reason. And maybe we should be less concerned about being together forever and just, you know, go with the flow. You have the child now. You can't put the child back. So what are you going to do with this situation? And appreciate what good your child may have from that person and what good your child may have from you and build on that, because tearing it down isn't doing anything for the psyche of that child. And you don't know who that child may be. I'm quite sure when Barack Obama's mom became pregnant, that all where he is today wasn't going around in their head. And even as they went along and they separated, it's like life goes on. But it's not, it doesn't make sense to then denigrate the person that came for that moment. Sometimes all we really are doing is, the only reason we're there together is for that child being in the world. I believe that with all my heart. I know it's a little non-traditional, but it's something to think about, that God would somehow bring you together with someone you probably can't stand. You might ask yourself, why am I with this nut? And you can't get along with them. You never could stand the way they looked. You couldn't stand the way they smelled, whatever it was. But down the road, if you stay with, you know, the positive, it'll be revealed to you how important that person is. Whether it's for your great-great-grandchildren who may do God knows what for the world, or just to even, you know, see that something of you is standing there in school or helping someone else. I don't believe children, I believe that there's more of a hand of God involved with children coming into the world than just our petty whims for a quick minute. And
yeah.
That's what I believe.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll agree with you that everything has a reason and a purpose, and no child is born not to have a life. The kind of life that child has depends on the parents, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
That child is going to turn out, even whether
the parents or the influences in the child's life, developmentally, the first 5 years, they're extremely important, and then, of course, expanding maybe the first 10, but the first 5 years are super important. And hey, a father could die, a mother could die, but it doesn't mean that that child's going to completely falter because other people step up to the plate. When we remember that it takes all of us to raise a well-rounded child.
Yeah.
It takes all of us. So understand this. If you bring your little bad, you know, demonic child over to my house to jump on the furniture and try to hit my dogs, your child will be disciplined, and so will you if you don't, you know, act accordingly. I'm not talking about beating your child, but somebody needs to say something, because that's part of raising a child. in a society where society wants the child and the child wants to be in society. You do have to at least let them know. That is not the way you can get away with acting in other people's homes or my home. Right?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so
well,
if your parents
love
are
your child,
there,
maybe not to the degree that you love them, of course, but to be able to take your child anywhere they go and be happy
yeah.
and feel good about it. Yep, I agree with you. But my main concern in being Father's Day is that they nurture, and you know, nurture and love your kid. And I'm going to tell you, I know some people, they don't know who their father is and may never know. But as Brenda said, and also Alvin Horn, there are other people. It takes a village that you can look to. No, it may not be your father, but maybe that uncle made you feel like he was a father towards you, or that cousin, or extended family. You know,
right.
Maybe a godfather, extended family that made, you know. And then you have people, too, that somebody was a better father to them than their own father.
Hey, my uncle, Sherman, just a little shout-out to Uncle Sherman. My parents were divorced. The person that stepped in most of the time was my oldest brother. I was 14 years younger than he was. But when he went off to Vietnam, my Uncle Sherman was there in that capacity, even if he wouldn't let me watch my favorite monster movies. I'm just saying, he was watching out from afar, and he was trying to inspire. Like, you know, if you get an A, then we'll give you the $5 for each A. I'm still waiting for my money, Uncle Sherman, because I got a lot of A's. I'm waiting for my paycheck. But it did inspire me, and I thought, well, I'm going to make me some good grades. And, hey, I'm in an honor society now because of that. I'm still waiting for my check. But the point is, he took that capacity even though he didn't have to. He wasn't my biological uncle, but, you know, he still looked out for us. If there was some trouble, I remember my brother got in trouble. That's who was there at the police station, my uncle Sherman.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's true, yep. So extended families, too. And I hope today, as being Father's Day, that also, you know, that you folks, not only your dads, but, you know, people that made you feel like a dad, that you recognize them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your lives. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well,
I worked at the Alexis Hotel, and the bellman there, I'm not even going to say his name, but he was the bellman there, had the top hat. This was back in 1990, and he always kissed me when I came to work, and he always introduced me as his daughter. And at one point, well, I didn't know what was going on with my dad. He said, yes, if you walk down the aisle, I will be walking you down the aisle. Now, this man didn't have any connection to me other than a mutual respect and just this connection, love. And if I had gotten married, he would have probably walked me down the aisle if it weren't for my uncle or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look to your father figures. Appreciate the – and there are women out there that are mother and father. And mom, so happy Father's Day to the ones that were there in that capacity for us.
Yes, for sure. And the mothers, too, that are playing, that are doing dual roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a father, then try to find a way to be a good father to someone else. You know, pick up where somebody left off with you. You can change that. You know, decisions have to be like nobody was there for me. Then instead, turn that around and be there for someone else. You don't.
Amen.
You have no idea what it'll do to a child's life.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you. Very good. Very good. Yes,
okay, I have a poem.
Well, the first poem we have is Lines to My Father, and this is by County Cullen.
Okay.
The many sow, but only the chosen reap. Happy the wretched host, if day be brief. That with the cool oblivion of sleep, a dawnless night may soothe the smart of grief. If from the soil our sweat enriches a sprout, one meagre blossom for our hands to cull, accustomed to indigence provokes a shout of praise that life becomes so bountiful. Now ushered regally into your own, look where you will, as far as eyes can see. Your little seeds are to a fullness grown, and golden fruit is ripe on every tree. Yours is no fairy gift, no heritage, without travail to which weak wills aspire. This is a merit and grief-earned wage from one who holds his servants worth their hire. So has the shyest of your dreams come true, built not of sand, but of the solid rock, impregnable to all that may accrue of elemental rage, storm, stress, and shock. And that was by Miss Conti Colleen. And the title of that poem was Lines to My Father.
Wow. Yeah, just the imagery of the sweat fueling the beginnings of a plant and then the strength of it to the end. Just how little it would take to make such an incredible plant turn into some incredible tree. You know, just the sowing and the reaping. You know, what are you sowing into the children in your lives?
Yeah,
you know, what
man.
Are you sowing? Totally awesome.
Yes. Well, my next one, the title is called Blood, and this is by an African lady, Miss Naomi Nye. And this is to her dad. A true Arab knows how to catch a fly in his hands, my father would say, and he proved it, cupping the buzzer instantly, while the host with the sweater stared. In the springs, our palms peeled like snakes. True Arabs believe watermelon could heal 50 ways. I changed this to 50 occasion. Years before, a girl knocked and wanted to see an Arab. I said, we didn't have one. After that, my father told me who he was. Shehab, shooting star, a good name, borrowed from the sky. Once I said, when we die, we give it back. He said, that's what a true Arab would say. Today, the headlines clot in my blood. A little Palestinian dangles a truck on the front page. Homeless fig, this tragedy with a terrible root, is too big for us. What flag can we wave? I wave the flag of stone and seed, tablet mat stitched in blue. I call my father. We talk around the news. It is too much for him. Neither of his two languages can reach it. I drive into the country to find sheep, cows, to plead with the air. Who calls anyone civilized? Where can the crying heart gaze? What does a true Arab do now?
Wow. Wow.
It was her sense. This was Naomi's sense of tradition and our roles in the world as she was looking back at her father's lessons. See?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially the part of her heritage and the pride of his heritage and how her heritage has shaped her and the wisdoms of her heritage. And the sadness of the way things have become. That's a wonderful poem. Wonderful poem.
Yes, indeed. Well, Brenda, did you have a poem to share, too? Come on, girl.
Well, my poem is a little bit, you know, different, but okay. It's called
yes,
My
please.
Father's Daughter. There is no patience here. Patience, a spiritual combination of patient and consciousness? Eck, what? To be consciously patient? a hospitalized person, comatosely calm? No, this I know not, I want not. Who am I to be begotten without patience? Am I my father's daughter, or am I my mother's daughter? Maybe, just maybe, I am my own daughter, and Mr. Wright is patient. I await his arrival and enjoy the disappointment.
Is that it?
That's it.
No.
That's enough.
Oh, wow. I was waiting for more when you said, and enjoy the disappointment. And
well,
what?
Because
what?
There's more to say about it. I'm an impatient person.
It's good. Oh, my God, it was good.
I know
you
I got it from
hanging.
Someone.
Like,
I think it's either my dad or my mom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe
yeah.
Hours almost up. Are you kidding me? Jesus.
No.
We just barely started.
These
well, before
happen.
We can end, Brenda, I want you to tell them about your show on Friday at 3:30.
Okay, everybody, on Film Conscious Feelings, you can find it on Blog Talk Radio under Film Conscious Feelings. We will be discussing Mary and Martha. It's a show with Hilary Swank and another woman, I think Brenda Breslin. Anyway, the show is about two women who experienced loss in Africa and how it brought them together, even though they were unlikely friends, and what that loss did for others as they moved forward. So we discussed the movie and discussed some of the psychological aspects, and if you have some concerns or anything that you would like to talk about, you're welcome to call in, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Right, sounds so good. And it's an enjoyable show, y'all. I missed it last week, but you gotta, because when you watch these movies and then you relate it into your life today, it's quite interesting. It really is. And sometimes even profound. Might do a, like an aha moment.
Yeah.
Well, next
yeah.
Sunday our show is going to be current events. Now, for everybody, please, so I wanted to do this before the show ends. Mark your calendars. June the 26th, we go into Mercury retrograde, and we don't come out until July 20th. So mark your calendars, June 26th to July 20th, and I will bring it up again next Sunday's show. But anyway, yeah, you want to be sure and mark your calendars for that. And the full moon begins next Sunday, which is the 23rd, so, and we'll be doing a show on current events.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to find current events so I know what you're talking about. I'll listen to your show so I can find out what the current events are.
Yeah, well, current events, whatever that's going on in the news that week, that's all.
I know.
Yeah, whatever that's going on in the news that week, that's what we're going to talk about, whatever that's happening. So, yeah, that's about it. And let's see, and the last... Oh, this month, I don't know. Oh, it's a musical. The last Sunday in June will be musical. Yep.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah, musical show, that'll be good. I'll have to line up some jazz, something good. I think I'll make it a jazz show.
Oh.
Okay, folks, thank you so much for joining us today. And Brenda, as always, she's so supportive. You be sure, everybody, and turn in... tune in on Friday to Brenda's show at 3:30, Conscious Feelings. Did I say that correctly, Brenda?
Film Conscious
Film.
Feelings.
There you go, 3:30, yes.
3:30 Pacific time, yep.
That's right, thank you, honey. Yeah, be sure and say that. All right, and with that, so we're going to close the show out. Remember, you can't go with me if you don't grow with me. And Brenda?
Don't let your love go wrong. Happy Father's Day.
There you go. And thank you again for joining us on In the Studio with Linus. Thank you.